Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are so excited to be back on the air for yet another week, sharing the message to make your day count. Remember, life is short.
Yes.
Death is sure.
Absolutely.
There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And there is no do over.
That's the part right there. Mm-hmm. I'll give a big shout.
Yeah.
You don't have no time because there is what?
No do over. So the time is now to make our day count. And as we make our day count, we will make our life work. We're continuing the teaching this week, the evidence of a fruitful life. So we need some evidence of a fruitful life. So we need to be operating in faith, our faith grounded in the Word of God, bringing forth our expectation. So we are just have some things as we start out the week. You know, there's some things we can really want, and there's some things we could really hope for. There's some things we can really pray for, but do we have the faith for it? Because there's a difference. Yes. There's a difference between just really wanting something and really, really hoping for something.
Yes.
And really, really praying for something than having faith for it. So what is the evidence that we have faith for something? The evidence is that we have a word for it. So our faith is rooted in the Word of God. We have a word that is grounding our faith. And then we have an unwavering expectation for it, which is based on the word.
Yeah.
So we see before we see. We see by the eyes of the Spirit. We hear by the ears of the Spirit. Our expectation, what it's supposed to look like. And we don't accept then a partial manifestation. So when different things, you know, start to come, we don't just say, oh, okay, that's cool, that's done. No, we see we need our full expectation met. When things come, other options come and try to deter us in other directions, we say, no, that is not the full expectation of what God has showed me. And then we must have a corresponding action according to the Word of God towards our expectation. And we did an illustrative teaching last week at Celebration Tabernacle Church with the cord, which we were talking about last week on the radio. So if we have a cord that's attached to our expectation, our end result, and we're holding that, the cord representing the Word of God, according to the Word of God, and we want to advance toward our expectation, we must have a corresponding movement. We can't just hold the cord and just look from afar at our expectation. We have to be having a corresponding action in the direction of the word, moving us closer and closer to the fulfillment, to the expectation that which God has showed us. And there's a lot of distractors that are going to try to come and that are going to present themselves and try to get our hand off of the cord, away from the word. And those distracting words, we identified 12 four-letter distracting words to try to get us to release the cord of the word and hold on to them. And they're all common things that we deal with. So let's just talk about a few. Number one, let's talk about fear. A lot of times fear presents itself, and instead of holding firmly onto the Word of God, taking another grip according to the Word of God toward our expectation, we begin to reach out and take a hold of fear. And if we're holding on to fear, then we cannot be holding on to the cord, to the word, to bring us to our expectation. You know, sometimes we're fearful that we don't have the ability to do it, or we're fearful of stepping out into something that is unfamiliar, or we're fearful of something that's been spoken over our life. And it just keeps us immobilized by fear. And the Bible tells us that perfect love casts out all fear. And God's desire for us, as much as he loves us, the good purpose that he has put in place for us is all filled with love. So when we're operating in his purpose and we realize how much he loves us, then we're going to keep holding onto the cord of his word, and we're not going to reach out for the fear.
Dan, as you were teaching there this morning, and you talk about the cord and the end of that cord is our expectation, and that cord represent the word that is going to get you across. And I see a picture that I need to get across a bridge. And the cord is hanging from one end of the bridge to the other. And in order for me to go over that, because there's all water below. So now, that's the picture I see. If I have to hold on to that cord, right?
Yes.
And trust that I'm going to go to the other end. The people at the other end is pulling me across. And as they pull me across, keep pulling, my job is to hold on to the cord. And they're doing the pulling, and I'm doing the holding. Okay? And here's the thing. The word is what going to take us across. Fear is going to be the one that allows us not to go across. Because watch this, guys, this morning. You guys can elaborate on it. If fear strike me, I'm going to let that cord go. There's no way I'm going to be holding up that cord. When if fear presents itself, and then you shout in there, come on, hold the cord and let me pull you across. And I'm gripped with fear. He said, come on, you are right. I got you. I'm going to get you. I'm going to pull you across. But fear will let me let that cord go. And I will stay in my misery and never get across.
I'm just thinking, I got another visual as you were talking. I don't know if anybody's ever gone to an amusement park or if they ever saw a movie where they show bridges like this, the ones that shake. And you're going across and you're trying to keep your balance. So that's what the cord reminds me of. We have our expectation, but the cord that's holding the bridge together is that shaky bridge. And so we're going to come across a lot of things that are going to cause us to shake and to not do a lot of the things we're supposed to do in order to reach the expectation in which we are expecting. And fear being one of them, we have a whole list of them, but I'm going to say another one is wait. We procrastinate. You know, we got to do this and we got to do that. And we say, well, I'm going to do it, but let's wait. I don't want to go on that shaky bridge. I'm not going to go on that shaky bridge, but you have to go on the shaky bridge in order to get to the other side. And believe me, there's things on the side to help you keep your balance. So just think of those things on the side that are helping to keep your balance. Think of them as being the word of God that helps you keep your balance on that shaky bridge so that you can get to your destination.
Powerful. Go ahead, Dad.
Job tells us in Job chapter 3, verse 25, for the thing I greatly feared has come upon me.
Take a hold of you.
And what I dreaded has happened to me. So when we grab on to fear, when we grab on to wait, when we grab on to all these four-letter words that the enemy is presenting to us, it causes us to take our hands off of the cord of the word. And then that which we grab onto is what comes upon us. The thing which we feared comes upon us. But if we would just continue to keep our hands on the word of God, according to the word, and as Pastor taught, take another grip. Take another grip. Every time you take another grip on the word of God, you are closer and closer to the full manifestation of the expectation. Every time we take our hand off of the word of God to reach out to these things, to fear, to another four-letter word was hate. Sometimes we're more aroused by the things that we hate. We grip onto them so tight instead of the word of God, instead of bringing forth the solution in the earth, which God created us to do, we're holding on to the problem. We only want to talk about the problem. We're holding on to hate, which is turning into bitterness of heart. Now we have a stony heart and we're unable to receive the word of God. And then another four-letter word was sick. A lot of times people say, well, I'm sick. I don't feel good. I can't do it. But we don't go by what we feel like. We have to begin to think, what do healthy people do? And to begin to do things that healthy people do, because the enemy will keep us in a bed of pitiful pity all day long if we allow it. But if when we get up and we begin to do things and we begin to come to ourselves, like the prodigal son, right? He was in a far country, but the Bible says that he came to himself. Where did he come to himself? First, in his mind. And then he got up and he began to do something different. He began to make the journey home, the journey to restoration. So we can't just lay in a bed of pity. The enemy, he'll set that bed every day for us to lay. Some people get to the point where they don't even want the window open. They don't even want to see any light in there. But we cannot allow that in our life. We must continue to operate in the health and the goodness of God in the land of the living. The Bible says that we will declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So as long as we are in the land of the living, we must declare the goodness of the Lord and prevent bitterness and strife from taking hold of us.
Yes. So let us look up our life in correspondence to the word. We have to look at our life and see how it connects to the word, because it's the word that's going to lead us over that bridge. The bridge. We have all kinds of things going on in the world today. The world is in chaos. And as we live in this chaotic world, what is taking you across? What is guiding you? We're here to tell you it is the word. The word of God is my anchor. The word of God is that cord that I can hold on to that leads me towards another good day, my expectation. That's why we say in this program, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be what? Glad in it. Yeah. And that's for sure. So why? Because we got the word. So we can rejoice. We can be glad in what that word says for my life today. I can rejoice in it.
So as you go across that shaky bridge and you see all the things that are coming at you, what, like Pastor said, just stay in the word.
Yes.
And you will have a solid foundation. And above all, when you come to the end, you will succeed and you can make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.